Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tafrei Sadi Gimel, and now we're in a lot. Believe it or not, we are on the beach now, in a lot, separate beach, just for our guys. The whole city is closed due to COVID rules, but we found a beach to be able to hang out, go on some boats, go on the dock, and here we are just with ourselves, all men, here overlooking the beautiful Yam Suf. We just had this Yam Suf in the Parsha, and Torah is like a Kriyas Yam Suf. When you learn Torah, you should be breaking up the Torah in half, and then Chazal say, how did the water, how many splits did the water make in the 12. So we have to steigen Torah, break it up into 12 slices, slice and dice, till we get the core nekuda. And here we go. That was the intro to the intro. Tough face out of Gimel. We're in the middle of Seder Tilas Purim. We're up to Sif Gimel. Ain't Karim Bo Hallel. There is no Hallel. So we don't read Hallel. We don't recite Hallel on Purim. Vein Neiflet Al Paneim. And we also don't say Tachnun. It's a interesting scenario. Because usually they go together. You say Hallel, you don't say Tachnun. Here you don't say Tachnun, obviously, because it's a Yom Simcha, Mishta V'Simcha. Ah, but you don't say Hallel. That's a mystery. Why don't you say Hallel? The Sifka and Zion, Hallel. The Bishlama, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Amrinan, Hallelu, Avdei Hashem, Velo Avdei Paro. There was a Geula Shlema, because we were now Avdei Hashem and not Avdei Paro. Aval Hacha, Kasi Avdei Achashverishanan. But here we were still in the Galus, we were still under the rule of the Goyim. And therefore, it's not a Geula Shlema. In fact, that's one of the tainas that you could be a very big tzioni, but still hold that you don't say Hallel in Yom Ha'atzmaut. Even if you hold the Medina, is a tzchalta the Geula. You can still hold that you shouldn't say Hallel because of the same reason. We're still Akasi, Avdei, I'd say Sabris, government, Avdei. You know, it's not the good. That's the idea. Akasi Avdei Achashverosh means there's still a shlita. There's still a shlita. We're not. We're still subservient. You can look even if you want to call the memshala as somewhat of independence. At the end of the day, we ask America what to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's not the ghoulish lema. Anyway, that was that. Now there are other reasons as well, and us Megillah guys, the Bekiyas Blitz guys, will give some other answers. What's the other answers?
One answer is that the halal is done by the Megillah, by the Kriya, and the other answer is that because I have nechutz la'aretz.
Excellent. Okay, here we go. We move weiter. Sif kon ches. That was Rabbeinu Zach. Sif katan ches. Ve'ein neiflin. Ve'ein neiflin. Ve'ein oimrim. Right. So you do not go ahead and you go. You're not neiflin al pneim. And it continues on into the Ramah. Let's go back up to the Shulchan Aruch. You don't say Tachnun, you don't say Lamatzeach, and you don't say Kel Erech Apayim. These are all things you don't say on days of Simcha. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, you don't say all these things B'shnei Yomim Purim, B'shnei Yimei Purim, on both days of Purim, Yudalad and Tesvav, Mishum Dechsiv Be Tzara, B'Tzara B'Purim Lo Matkarinan. So this is, even for those holding Yudalad, you did not say these things on Shushan Purim. And we move weiter. Sif Dalad. Maitzian Sefer Torah B'Kairin B'Parashas Vayavo Yamalek. And the Kriyas HaTorah, the Kriyas HaTorah for Purim is the Parsha of Vayavo Amalek. It's in Shmos. Perak Yitzayim Pasuk Ches. V'yafal pi she'ein ba ela tisha psukim. Even though there are only 9 psukim, which is problematic, because you need to have seemingly 10 psukim to have a kriya. Right? The weekday kriya has to have 10 psukim. So there's only 9 psukim. So what's the pshat? Well, the Shulchan Aruch continues, the kaiflin pasuk achron. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you repeat the last pasuk, k'dei lahashlum lasar pasuk, that you have 10 psukim read. Haga, the Ramah adds, v'ein aminag l'chol Pasuk Achron Shel Pasha. He says the minhag is not to go ahead and to repeat the last pasuk in the parsha, meaning in the parsha of Purim. Doesn't mean the parsha. Parsha here means you have this 9 pasuk parsha of Vayavo Amalek. You don't have to repeat that last pasuk to make it 10. Let's see the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif Katan Tes. So we read Vayavo Amalek ad until the words Midor Dor, which is pasuk Tezayin. It's Ches to Tezayin. Va'imrin, then we say Chati Kaddish. Sif Katan Yud. Ve'ein Haminag Lichvol. And the minhag is not to go ahead and repeat the last pasuk. The afak, I have the kaimalon ein pochasim yasar psukim. Even though you're not supposed to have less than 10 psukim for priyasa toira. Hecha the salik inina shiny. Here, since it's the end of an inyan, like it's its own parashah with neatzma, so even 9 is okay. 10 psukim is the limit when you're stopping in the middle of a parashah. But if you have a whole parashah like you have here, this opinion holds, even 9 psukim is okay. And that's why, you know, yediyah, you should know, right, that which is the parashah, which is the kriya that could be less than 10 psukim. So you're yomi guys, you know the Kriyas HaTorah of Megillah. That seems to be the Minhag HaOlam, not to repeat the last word. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'ein HaMinhag, V'karin HaMegillah, V'yachakach say the Kedusha. So you read the Megillah, right, after Kriyas HaTorah, and then after Kriyas HaTorah, then you have say the Kedusha, right, Asherei Nuval Tzion, or okay? Sifkat Yud Aleph, V'karin HaMegillah, U'mevarchin Acharea, B'yachas HaRavas V'veinu, V'dilel, B'sifta Rezali Beis. So you have the brachas, the brachas HaMegillah before, and the bracha after, as HaRavas V'veinu. Remember, right, the piyut that we say after Asherheini, that we don't say in the morning. The reason why we don't say in the morning, because they used to have, I don't know if anyone here is Mamash Ashkenaz, Mamash German, so the Germans, they still have the piyutim. So they used to have the piyutim in the morning, so they didn't have the extra piyut after the kriya in the morning. But you still have the bracha, and I'll just add, we all sing Shoshanis Yankiv, though, because that's a shmack. No, because as an Indian, as we saw, to say Baruch Mordechai or Haman before you get so drunk, if you don't know the difference between Baruch Haman, Arur Haman, Baruch Mordechai, Arur Mordechai, Weiter. And everyone has to listen to the bracha. You have to be yaitzah with the bracha. It's the first bracha and the last bracha of Revis Yivenu. There are those that say a kaddish after the Megillah. That is wrong. Okay. That is inappropriate. The kaddish is said before the Megillah, after the Kriyas Torah. Then you have the Megillah. Then you have the Seder of the Kedusha, Asher Velatia. You move right there. Rama. Kishayesh Mila Bepurim, Malin Atinok, Kodem Kriyas HaMegillah. It says, when there is a Mila on Purim, we referenced this earlier, if you remember. A very interesting halacha, because as you know, in Kedima, really, even Megillah comes even before Amizad Raisa. In Kedima, which comes first. But here he says, Yamalin Hatinok Kodem Kriyas HaMegillah, before the Kriyas HaMegillah. And this is based on, we mentioned this when we learned this the first time, Yasmachta Lezeh, look at Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot Yud Beis, Asmachta Lezeh, Tichsiv LaYehudim Haysa Oyer V'Sucha V'Sasoin, V'Sasoin Merameh Zal HaMila. And Sasoin, as you know, is a remez for the Mila, Bismila. So therefore, you go ahead and you have the Mila before the Kriyas HaMegillah, because the Sasoin is a reference to Mila. However, he says the Prichadash Kasa of the Yakdim Kriyas HaMegillah. The Prichadash goes with what seems to be the core halacha that you have Kriyas HaMegillah first. Chay Mashu Biagra the Mitame Al Ramah Bezeh. He has great difficulty with the Ramah this, because earlier we saw beferish that Megillah comes before even Mitzvah Daraisa in Kedima. So much more complicated when it had to do with where you're going to do one, not the other. But definitely when you have both, the Kedima seems to be one of Megillah and then Mila. Sif Simon Simon Tafresh Sadi Dalid Din Ma'is Purim La'aniyim. So we're up to Matanas Lev Yainim. Chayiv Ka'olam Mitein Lefachas Shtei Matanas L'Shnei Aniyim. Minimally you have to give 2 Matanas Lev Yainim to Aniyam. And look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Kol Adam, Bein Isha, Bein Isha, Bein Isha, Bein Isha. Both man and woman, right? They're chayiv in the mitzvah hayoyim afheim hayu bois anes. Bein ish u bein isha. Vafilu ani hamisparnes min atzdaka. And even an ani who's misparnes min atzdaka, das kama achronim, nitzarech lases mima shenasnu lo. Achronim say you have to give for what you have. Then he says, sifkot and bais litain lefachais, should give at least minimally two matanos to two avyoinim. Rashadi tein machal omos. You can give food or money. Believe it or not, you could be yaitse matanos avyoinim with food. You can't be yaitse mishloach manos with money, but you could be yaitse matanos avyoinim with food. Lo matzasu ki'ez kamei yeshir matanos. And he said, I haven't really found a real solid raya, he says, what is nowadays considered the shir of matanos, two matanos. Uvichidushay ritva kasav afilu shtei prutos. Ritva says even two prutos, whatever is the equivalent of two prutos. The shava pruta chashuva matana. Avalo what? Avalo be pachais. In hichlif sudoso be shel chavero. If a person went ahead and he trades seudos with his friend, yata yidei matanos. That will satisfy matanos le'avyonim. You could probably also do yishlach manos that way. Okay? And that, what an ani could, you know, possibly do if, you know, he could, that's how he could be. He's, again, you shouldn't do this if you don't really have to. Obviously, it's a legal loophole. The ashkafa of it is probably pretty krum if you have the money to give real matanos le'aniyim. But in principle, you could be yaitse. Okay? You could be yaitse. And then we continue on. He says, Od kasav, the nira lead, the lachatchila tzarech tzarech evyon, dabar haroi leenos b'men of a purim. He also writes that lachatchila, you should give to a ani something that he could be nana from on purim. Machal omos, sheyuchal lohitzi b'purim. Either food or money that he could use for purim. Should be liquid. You shouldn't give him like a check that he has to take to the bank after Purim. And finally, last Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel, Shtei Matanos, Zehu Medina. That's the Iker Adin. Aval be'emes, mutav laharbos v'matanos avyonin. It's good to give a lot. Milaharbos v'sudoso. Because if you want to really lay it in one of the mitzvahs, you take it a little less easy in the Suda and even the Shaloch Manos L'Reyav. Because Shaloch Manos L'Reyav is not, you're not giving to Aniyim. I mean, you could give to Aniyim, but Shain simcha gedayla umufara el samech leiv aniyim yisaimim bi'almanos. Says the no greatest simcha, gedola, glorious simcha, except to be misameach the hearts of the aniyim and the yisaimim, the orphans and the widows and the almanos. Gedola l'shchina, and in that way you'll be similar to the shchina. Shem alachias ruach shvalim alachias leiv dekayim. To go ahead and to give life and to the spirit of those that are downtrodden. And those that are crushed also to give life to. This is above and beyond your miser money. But above and beyond the core mitzvah, that you could count towards your matanos le'avyonim. Adkan, tomorrow. Back live from Yerushalayim Hills of Mevaseret.